Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I respond to David of Mequon about the border. I think this, first of all, one of the things that I think helped Joe Biden win the primary and the general was he did have a plan for immigration. And that is immigration reform. Certainly the DACA people, the kids who'd been here some since they were infants, knew this as their only country, a path to citizenship. Also humane treatment of refugees so they're not separated from their kids. That was wrong. It was terrible. But he also had an idea that he would work with the governments in these countries and through financial aid, give them the means simply to keep their citizens there and change some of the circumstances that required people to emigrate in the first place. And I think people found that attractive. I did too. But now what he's done is, by basically saying he's going to overturn everything that Trump did, certainly the inhumane things, the separation of families had to be overturned. He did it right away. Reuniting the families, it was a disgusting thing. But the message basically he sent is that things are open. And it's resulted in February, 11,000 children being abandoned at the border, including some six-year-olds. You can't have that. You really cannot have that. That's going to continue. It's going to increase. And a lot of people have said, a lot of these people, we understand the new president, things are open. Well, that's not the case. That cannot be the case. You've got to have a border. The problem that Biden did not identify in the campaign is that the leaders of some of these countries are taking money from the cartels. Some of their leadership have made them essentially into narco states. So if you have a business or a family in Honduras or some of these places, Guatemala, you'll have thugs and gangs threatening you, demanding money, and you have a crooked government that won't do anything about it. So how do you do that? How do you change that culture? How do you change that culture? And I think you have to change that culture through very strong American partnership, some of it financial, some of it advisors, and putting some of these people in jail, eliminating these gangs. And you may say, well, why is that our business? Theoretically, maybe no, although there's a moral point of view, it is. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to have at least 11,000 children dumped at the border every month. And as a moral and humane matter, you got to do something about that. I think a couple of things. I think instead of just saying anybody who comes there comes right in the United States, and then there's litigation of each of their cases, these are not typical asylum seekers. Asylum is for religious and racial discrimination to the point of basically genocide. That's not the case here. These are economic refugees. God bless them. I understand it. But the fact of the matter is that the plan that they would remain in Mexico and that they would be assessed there, that their asylum cases would be heard in their country of origin, kept pressure off the border. And we were down to a couple of hundred kids abandoned at the border every month, and now it's 11,000 one month. The fact is that the Biden administration had better attend to this very, very quickly, or this is going to be a major issue in the upcoming election. It's a long way away, 2024, but it's not that long way away because 2022 are the congressional elections. This has got to be taken care of seriously. Got to be taken care of seriously. On a more humorous note, and this is unbelievable to me, unbelievable. This is the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, the BBC, everybody, the BBC, the Prime Minister's questions, it's all neat. Everybody loves this kind of stuff. The BBC got a call from a guy who said he was Cory Booker. He said he was Cory Booker. He sounded like Cory Booker. They interviewed him, said some crazy stuff. They broadcast the interview. It wasn't Cory Booker. It wasn't Cory Booker. It was an impersonator. Look, this would be like NBC, ABC, or CBS doing this stuff. Now, you remember when Scott Walker was governor, somebody called up saying he was one of the Koch brothers. And really, Walker is not, frankly, the sharpest knife in the drawer, okay? He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So he falls for it and he says a lot of stuff, a lot of crazy stuff. Like, we got to divide and conquer. He's the governor. He's talking about dividing and conquering as part of his own state, i.e. the Democrats. The guy said to him, why don't you have some thugs in the audience, you know, rough up somebody during these demonstrations, and it'll make him look bad. And instead of hanging up, or if I'm governor, I'll say, drop dead. No, 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 this isn't what he says. He goes, well, I don't think it's come to that quite yet. This is what he did. This is Scott Walker. We figure the BBC is a little sharper. The BBC is one of the brightest bulbs on the tree. Well, no, it's not. So poor Cory Booker suddenly hears an interview with him, a guy that sounds like him, saying some crazy stuff. And it went out over the BBC. So word to the BBC, and frankly, word to the media, guy calls up and says he wants to be interviewed, and he's Joe Biden, you know, Cory Booker, Moscow Mitch. Yeah, of course, it was Moscow Mitch. It probably was Moscow Mitch with some crazy stuff. When that happens, guys, really check it out. Maybe call Cory Booker's office. How about that? And say, we have a guy that says he's Cory Booker on the phone. He sounds like him. Is he? They didn't do that. And Cory Booker's imposter got himself a little ink. There's a good development going to happen in the Middle East tomorrow or the next day. I think tomorrow. Pope Francis is going to visit Iraq. And you may say, well, why Iraq? Well, there are a lot of Christians in Iraq, and they were subject to genocide by ISIS. And Christians throughout the Middle East are being subjected to genocide. These Iraqi Christians go back way before Islam. They go back thousands of years. And they're constantly under attack. Their churches are under attack. And he's going down to buck them up. He's going to meet with a Shiite Grand Ayatollah named Ali al-Sistani, which is a start, because a lot of these guys wouldn't meet with anybody from Europe at all, or anybody who's at all involved in any Christian denomination. Why are we getting into all this? We're post-religious, we're secular. I agree. But the fact is that you have to have a presence in these countries. And the fact is that Iraq is a Shiite country, which at one time had been ruled by Saddam Hussein, was a Sunni. They threw him out. The Shiites took over, persecuted the Sunnis, who then became ISIS. Did you ever wonder who ISIS was? They were Sunnis that are allied with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Iran is a Shiite nation. They're only 10% of the Muslims in the world. 90% of them are Sunnis, like Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Egypt, Turkey. And they're always fighting. They're always fighting. There are Christians in Egypt. There are Christians in Iraq. There are none in Saudi Arabia, very few in Pakistan, that kind of thing. So it's important to reach out to where they are and make it clear that the world and that Europe and the United States in particular are not going to stand by and watch the genocide of Christians in these countries. Egypt was 100% Christian in the 7th century, and now it's 10%. Much of the countries that are Islamic now were Christian countries, and they were overwhelmed. It's important to say, all right, we are going to stop the overwhelming. We are going to stop the persecution. And I think this is a very good peace initiative. Very good peace initiative. We're going to go to Texas. Texas, their governor, Abbott, one of the worst in the country, and also Mississippi, their governor. They had a slight dip in infections of COVID. They say, okay, we're going to get rid of all mask requirements and all social distancing requirements and all closures. Everybody can open 100% right before spring break. After they had seen a dip, they're endangering the entire country. We're going to get right back to that after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.